Aaron, congratulations, Aaron.
Thank you.
Thank
you so much.
Are you a little bit disappointed that you lasted this long? Did you expect to go sooner?
No, sir. I was just ready for all of it. I expected to go this far. I expected it.
Did you? And why did you expect this? A lot of people say that you're a first-round talent.
I mean, everybody's right. I am first-round talent, but, you know, I made some mistakes in my past. And I figured that's what, you know, it hurt me a little bit. I'm just so excited that the plane has came around and got me in the fifth round.
Certainly, a lot of your mistakes are documented. What do you see as your mistakes? What mistakes did you make to get to this point?
I mean, just regular mistakes my person at my age made. I mean, just most mistakes that most of people my age make. I mean, they weren't mistakes like robbing and things like that, but they're mistakes that weren't supposed to happen associated with football. And I chose to do those things, so those things hurted me in the end. But, I mean, you know, I'm just happy that my opportunity is finally ever waited my whole life to be drafted. This is my dream. And, like, I don't know, I just don't know how to express how I'm feeling right now. It's just amazing. First round, seventh round, doesn't matter. They picked me up in the fifth. And I'm just so excited that somebody took the time out of their time to pick me and take a chance with me.
Aaron, is your motivation, is your work ethic and ability to play hard, is it up to the NFL level?
Yes, sir.
Was that a
question? I have a lot of things to work on when I get there. That's why they've got players have these great coaches that have been helping so many of these players become great, great football players and athletes. And I'm just ready to see what they're going to do with me.
What was your interaction like with the 49ers?
When I visited?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I had a great, I mean, shoot. I spoke with the GM probably three or four times when I was up there. And I had a great, great time speaking with the defensive line and the D coordinator, Coach Levitt. I mean, my interaction with all of them, it was just amazing. So, I mean, I'm pretty sure that's why they came around and picked me up, because we clicked.
Did you have much of a history with Coach Levitt?
Yes, sir.
How far back?
In high school.
Aaron, what current NFL player would you pattern yourself after, would you say?
You know, I don't really try to compare myself to other people. I watch their games and I try to learn from other people, but I don't really try to compare myself. I always grew up watching Julius Peppers, and I grew up watching Deacon Jones. So I say, if anybody, I'd be like Deacon Jones because of the physical, the way I play physically in the football game.
How did you know about Deacon Jones? I mean, you're not old enough to see him play, are you?
No, I never got to watch him play live because, you know, like you said, I'm too young. But studying him online, Google, YouTube, all those highlights he has put up with his head slaps and all the great pass rush he's done in his past. Mm-hmm. That was just a guy that in high school I just watched a lot of.
Right.
I learned my first move from him, and I've been trying to base myself a plan off like the way he plays and he played.
Did you ever get a chance to meet him before he died?
Say that again?
Did you ever get a chance to meet him before he passed away?
No, sir.
Okay.
Aaron, did you drop weight after you left Notre Dame to go to South Florida?
I didn't drop weight. I lost weight. I wasn't trying to drop weight. But I did lose weight.
What weight would you say you're best at, you're most comfortable at?
I'd say I'm best at, I mean, it's not really what I'm the best at because I have the same drive at either weight, but I feel really comfortable when I'm around 260 in that area. I feel real comfortable because I'm a lot stronger and I still can keep my speed.
What are you right now?
I'm around 255.
So what can the 49ers expect when you come in here to start working?
Somebody with just a motor and a motive to just do whatever he can for the team. I'm coming in to play. I'm coming in to do what I can to help this team win the championship, go back to it. And we have the whole team, the whole defense, the whole offense, everybody, there's talent everywhere. And I'm just another guy coming in to work hard. And I'm versatile, so I can do whatever they want me to do. I can play special teams. I can play offense. I can play defense. And just whatever the coaches want me to do, I'm coming in to do. And I'm going to do it to my full potential and whatever I can give to them.
Are you familiar with Aldon Smith's game?
Yes, sir.
And how similar are you stylistically to him?
I guess I would say physically we match up with the same height, around the same weight. He's an amazing, amazing football player. And I watched his game. I watched film on him. I watched the way he plays. He's amazingly athletic. He got a great motor, too. And like I said, physically, we stand about the same height, about the same weight. You know, he's a little more developed than me because he's been in the league. But, I mean, he's a phenomenal football player. And I would love to learn from him and play with him.
Do you know Bruce Miller at all?
Bruce Miller.
Never mind.
Sean's cool.
Wrong school.
Aaron, you said you didn't drop weight, but you lost weight. What caused you to lose that weight?
I was on Adderall. I was prescribed Adderall. That's all. And it just quenched my eating habit, my appetite. And I just wasn't eating as much, so I dropped weight.
Are you still on Adderall?
No, sir.
That was during the year that you sat out?
Yes, sir.
And how much weight did you drop? What was the lightest you were?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm sorry. How much weight did you drop? What was the lightest weight you got to?
The lightest? I have to say I was the lightest probably 240, 241.
Yeah. All right. Are you online to graduate, Aaron? And what is interdisciplinary social?
I haven't graduated because I came out early, but yeah, I'm on track.
Uh-huh.